A good Erev Shabbos to the faithful Halakha Erev Shabbos Jews who know how to not only greet and welcome the Shabbos, but to experience and to lean in and to enjoy the beauty of Erev Shabbos. We're living in crazy times. Who wouldn't want to have the privilege to disconnect and to connect even sooner, to be able to greet and welcome Erev Shabbos even earlier? So I want to continue learning a different piece in the Slatim Rebbe, in a section about Shabbos. It's in his Nesiva Shalom Chilak Beis. And he says the following: Panaya Damali Shabbosu Ki Adua Echad Mizmanei Tshuva. Erev Shabbos is one of the times, auspicious times, the designated times, the propitious times in which we're more predisposed to do tshuva, to reflect, to introspect, to think about our lives, to make the repair and corrections that we need to make in order to be the best version of ourselves. Hein mitzad cheshbon hanefesh shetzarech v'roi lasos im siyum hashavua shechalaf. On the one hand, it represents the end of the week. It's a period and a time of review, of reflection. You think about what's happened since last Shabbos. Now, most of us, we are objects in motion, and we don't come to rest. And so when you're in motion, you don't have time, space, to be able to reflect, to stop and say, let me think about my week. What were my goals and aspirations, and did I achieve them? What were the obstacles, and did I overcome them? What were the mistakes, and how can I not repeat them? Most of us are on this autopilot, this momentum carries us through life, and we don't have the mental capacity, the space, the energy, the strength to stop and to look at the week that was and to say, was it my best week? How could I make the week ahead even better? V'hein mitzad ha'iskashos v'ha'achan l'kras ha'kinis l'shabbos, she'elo b'mele hikanis l'shabbos. So Friday is a pivotal day, it's a transitional day. On the one hand, we are reflecting on the week that was, and on the other hand, we are anticipating and preparing with excitement and longing for the week that will be launched by the coming Shabbos. K'maymar Rab, Maymar Maran Hasaba Kedoshim Islanim, S'chus HaYogin Aleinu B'maymar Chazal. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis tells us, we are familiar with it from B'maymar Likin. Chayv Adam L'mashmesh B'Bigdo Erev Shabbos Im Chashicha. A person is obligated to be M'mashmesh B'Bigdo. A person has to check their pockets. A person has to check their clothing. Now, we have the luxury and the benefit of having an Erev. Many or most of us have never lived, maybe not one Shabbos, without an Erev. There still are communities, I believe Elizabeth, New Jersey, still intentionally announces, even if they don't actually take it down, that the Erev is down one Shabbos a year. Why do they do that? They want to educate, particularly younger people, so they know that there's such a thing as Hotzah. Our children know, I can't separate this jelly bean from that jelly bean, and I can't heat up food in this way if it has a liquid, and I can't do this, and a question about my scooter. But carrying, they don't even pause. How do they even know that there's such a thing called Hotzah, that one of the Lamates Malachas, perhaps a Malacha Gerua, but a Malacha nonetheless, is to carry. So we have the benefit, we have the luxury of having an Eruv, and we take it for granted. But the truth is, in a place where there is no Eruv, then Chazal enjoin us, Chazal instruct us. Chayv Adam L'mashmesh B'Bigdo Be'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Before you go out of your house, before you're going to welcome the Shabbos with no Erev, potentially violating Hotza'ah, you have to check your pockets. You have to check your clothing. So listen to what the Slonim Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, said. He says, B'Bigdo Lashon B'Gida. L'mashmesh B'Bigdo, to utilize, to check your clothing. Beged means clothing, and beged bogeid also means a rebel, rebelliousness, a rebellion. Bigdo lashon begida. Achri shavar alav shavua shalom asher bogeid bo benigud l'ratzon Hashem, kevin shebo Shabbos Kodesh, olev l'mashmesh be'begidio sov, amenas l'saknem kiddish l'yikonis l'shabbos belevush sak. So, the simple understanding, the literal meaning is, check your clothing, make sure you're not carrying. Chayv adam l'mashmesh b'bigdo. A person is obligated to check their clothing as they go into Shabbos. That's the literal meaning. But said the Slonim Rebbe's Chusay Yagen Aleinu. No, what it means is chayv adam. A person is obligated, responsible l'mashmesh, to examine b'bigdo, not their clothing, their rebelliousness. Look at the week that was. How did you not act properly? What were the mistakes in what you said, what you thought, what you did, where you went, how you acted out? Chayv adam l'mashmesh, not b'bigdo, but a person has to check b'bigido sav, with your rebelliousness. In what way Did you not conform to the will of Hashem? In what way did you not meet the expectations of what your spouse, children, community deserve? Chayvadom lemashmesh bebigdo. We are at this pivotal juncture. We are at this auspicious time. We are at a time which is very open, in which we are predisposed to reflect on the week that was. And why do we do that? To beat ourselves up? To hold ourselves back? To wallow in our mistakes? No, chas v'shalom. We do that in order to position ourselves to have a better week ahead. Only when we pause to take inventory, to take stock, to reflect, only when we pause to think about and celebrate what went right, but also to acknowledge and to analyze and understand what went wrong, can we try to repair? Can we try to have a better week that is ahead? So as you say this tonight, and as you say it every Friday night for the rest of your life, don't just think you have to check your clothing, bebigdo. But bebigdo means to check our rebelliousness, to check in what way were we not consistent with the will of Hashem. You see, many people, they know how to take a shower for Shabbos. Many people know how to have designated Shabbos clothing, Shabbos hat, Shabbos shoes, Shabbos yarmulke. They know how to have designated Shabbos things for clothing. Clothing, shower, cut your nails, get a haircut. That's the external, that's the superficial, that's the easy part of what we change and transform in order to welcome the Shabbos. The harder part is not the gashmi, is not the physical material, is not the superficial, but internally to change for Shabbos. Lirchotz, can we shower and bathe our neshama? Can we launder and purge the stains of our personality? That's what Erev Shabbos is about. This is a huge effort. This is the gateway. You want to get into a Shabbos mode, a Shabbos mentality. You want to get Shabbos momentum. You want a Shabbos experience. You cannot, and I'm obviously preaching to the choir, you're the ones who found a way to be here 15 minutes early. I should make everyone else suffer and say this after they get here, after Kabbalah Shabbos. But you can't run into Shabbos, screech into the driveway, jump into the shower, still making your tie as you're on your way to shul, scramble to catch up at mincha, and then think that Shabbos is going to be some magnificent transformational experience. A person has to be chayav adam lamashmesh bebigdo be'erev Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. You don't have the luxury of sitting down after the meal, of stealing and siphoning off some cholent, making a cup of coffee, opening up your Jewish newspaper and magazine, chazuring the daf, and you'll say, everyone's asleep. I'm back from the Tishon Oneg, and now I'm going to be mamashmish bebigdo. Now I'm going... No, if you don't check your clothing before Shabbos, you can come to carry on Shabbos. Bebigdo your clothing, bebigdo your rebelliousness. If you don't check your rebelliousness before Shabbos, you can carry it into Shabbos. And what does your Friday night meal look like? If you're farbisana and miserable and resentful and angry, if you're still filled with the feelings of arrogance and envy, if you're still stained and blemished by the mistakes of the previous week, by the indiscretions and the acting out, we have an opportunity. Don't just cut your nails, shower, and change in the superficial external sense. By being here early, by experiencing Erev Shabbos, we're not only mamashmesh bebigdo our clothing, we are mamashmesh bebigdo milashon begida, our rebelliousness, our mistakes. Zoe halicha gedola v'ashar liyikanes l'Shabbos. This is the portal, the gateway. This is how you enter a true and genuine Shabbos experience. Erev Shabbos is a time in many homes and many places, I know none of yours, none of ours, where there is a greater likelihood, there's an increased chance of higher decibel levels, higher volume of communicating, raising of voices and yelling and frustration and disappointment. You're supposed to set up the candles. Why haven't you showered? You said you'd set the table. Why do you always come home so late? Erev Shabbos is a time, unfortunately, there's a lot of frustration and anger. But if you bring this mentality, you come a few minutes early, you sit down and you take deep breaths and you immerse yourself in an Erev Shabbos. If we fulfill this responsibility of Chayav Adam, Lemashmesh Bebigdo Be'erev Shabbos. Imagine what a Shabbos Suda with the Friday night meal looks like. When it's a clean slate. There's no resentment, no hurt, no anger. When everyone sitting there feels that they've taken stock They've taken accountability. They've learned the lesson of the mistakes of the previous week, the mistakes of a previous hour. For maybe how they spoke in ways they regret, said things they didn't mean to say, did things they didn't mean to do. That's what Shabbos affords us. Now we understand why Chazal call it, it's a matana tova, it's a gift. Hashem has a gift for us. Once a week we start afresh, start anew. Once a week we reset the clock. Once a week we do a hard reset, a reboot. We get to wipe things clean. We don't have to wait for Yom Kippur. But Erev Shabbos is a time that is all about tshuva. And that's captured in Chazal's language, Chayav Adam L'mashmesh Bebigdo Be'erev Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, you can't wait till then. You're going to sit down after the Friday night meal, now you're going to reconcile and make up with everybody. No, what kind of meal will it look like? Erev Shabbos, L'mashmesh, to examine and to think about and to purge. Bigdo, our clothing to ensure we don't carry. And Bigdo, Milashon Begida, our rebelliousness to make sure that we are acting in a consistent way with our beliefs and ideals so that we can live our best selves yet. Mitzvah Shem will continue with this next Friday.